Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, Americanskis. This is your deal leader, Kevin. Kevin the Russian. Just a matter of time before we become real comrades, huh? Get real communal, huh? Yeah, exactly. Glad you guys are with me. I'm back from being with friends in the great white north. What a fun time. Lots of fresh powder for skiing, and I would love to tell you that I tackled the double black diamonds, but I did not let skis hit my feet. Melissa couldn't make it, so I just hung out at the cabin, which was an amazing cabin set up by my buddy Kevin and my one of my best friends, Kirby. Anyway, one of my new friends, we're still acquaintances at this point, but he's a great guy. His name is Mike. He took a spill, broke a couple of vertebrae. He's fine. Want everybody to know, everybody came out okay, but it was a little scary there one of the days. And Mike, you are in my prayers, brother. Christy and John, great meeting you. What a fun couple. By the way, John, be sure to delete your Grindr profile. Inside joke. Curb, Kev, Kelly, always a fun time. Love you guys. And hey, while I'm on the subject of a little bit of housekeeping, welcome St. Louis Market. Yeah! Hopefully, we're going to make a dent for the 93.3 Freedom Radio team in that market, and we'll start doing events in the 314 soon. I love it there, and I'll get to see a few friends, and who knows? Maybe we'll bring the comedy tour there. We'll certainly do more showings of Bleeding Blue. So now, down to business. What did I miss while I took a couple of days off? Doesn't seem like much happened in the world. Well, of course, the big news is Russia, the Ruskis invading Ukraine. And let me just say this. This is much bigger than Russia invading Ukraine. What Russia did in Ukraine validates tons of things that we conservatives, Trump voters, Republicans, frustrated Democrats, right-leaning moderates told the brain-dead morons on the left. Russia exposes the leftist frauds in ways that the frauds themselves could not expose. What am I talking about? You're saying, Kevin, well, the 2020 election. I guarantee you 100% that was a massively fraudulent election. And we now live in a puppet dictator. The January 6th commission that's looking into all this so-called rioting and subversion that supposedly happened at the Capitol is a Democrat creation. And exactly what's going on with Russia. When you put crooks, evil people in the power, give them dominion over you, you get a bogus election and a bogus January 6th so-called insurrection. What else do you get? You get the woo-foo fraud. And I'm going to tell you, I'll break it down for you in a way I haven't done it before. I know you, Kevin, man, you're telling us the same old stuff. The same old stuff is important because it allows you to put it into context. And see, here's the thing. If somebody lies to you on something that as a left has done, and you say, well, it's just one lie. Because this is what leftists do. They're like, well, I mean, it was a little white lie, and we wanted to get rid of Trump. So what? We stole the election. And they go, oh, well, look, January 6th was all made up, and we did it. And so what? You know, it was us validating the election. And we do understand that WooFlu is a big scam, but so what? You know, more people didn't die, and we lied to you. And so what? The vaccine mandates were really done on fraud. So what? The vaccines themselves are frauds. I should say the WooFlu mandates and the vaccines are frauds. So what? Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are crooked, and we now know they were behind the Russian thing, and the Biden family is just as crooked, and that therefore we don't know what's going on in the real world of American global policy. We don't know. We don't know what our foreign policy really is. See, folks, this little Russian tete-a-tete is meant to take Americans' minds off of all the things that the Democrats have been doing to us for decades, this crooked media, this crooked social media, the next form of the big cheat that they would like to do in 2022. You're not going to let that happen, are you? I don't think you will. It's meant to take your mind off of Bidenflation. By the way, how you liking those oil prices? Huh? Let me ask you this. Are you sick of waking up every day, looking at the world, and seeing that the lack of leadership on the American side has created voids all over the world? And you know who's filling those voids? Very evil people. Are you sick about what's happening in this very country? The impact. Kamala Harris, well, the Russians invading Ukraine could impact our oil. Okay, well, how did that happen? Could that have impacted our oil if Trump were president, the price of our oil? Ask yourself this question, folks. Would we be talking about any of the subjects that I've just gone through in the 5 minutes plus you've been listening to me? Would we be talking about this if the Democrats had not stolen the last election and Donald Trump were left in place? And oh, you know what the next thing I hear? Oh, well, Trump is not electable. People don't like him. Really? Oh, and here's the other one. DeSantis and Trump hate each other. You believe any of it? Is there anything that the media tells you that you go, boy, I tell you what, you can take that to the bank? What about social media? How much has social media gotten wrong? And still, have they come back to you, conservatives? Have they come back to you, former Democrats that now are leaning to the right? Are they coming back to the left-leaning right that of the 16 million people who voted for Trump? Are they coming back to the Trump supporters and saying, you know what, guys? You were right. We invite you back. Or do they still double down? You know the answer to the question of what would be happening right now if Trump were president. They know it too. The world knows that Putin would not have been allowed to do what he's doing right now. There is no way Donald Trump would have had this. Also, we were energy independent. We are talking about oil prices shooting up well over $100 a barrel. Who does that benefit? Does that benefit America, who is now back to being dependent upon oil? Or does it benefit the Saudis? Does it benefit the Russians? Does it embolden and benefit our enemies? The Democrats destroyed our energy industry, folks, in a year. But they are building Russia's energy business. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Look, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not giving you anything you don't already know. I'm going to help you connect some dots. My buddies were asking me, Kevin, what are your thoughts on Russia? And I said, I gave them my opinion. I'll give a deeper analysis of that today so people can understand that what Russia did was easily predictable. It's what you would do if you were Putin. There's no secret to this. It's a border country with Russia that the United States was trying to encroach on. I'll leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots on the docket today. The Canadian Hitler backed off. That would be Justin Trudeau. God. Let me tell you, we have a reason to be embarrassed by Joe Biden, but he's an old, demented clown. Trudeau is a youngster. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The truckers, the people are asking, are the truckers going to get their trucks back? The people who donated going to get their money back? You know, and what's funny, Trudeau acts as if he's got the moral high ground on all of this. Well, they've, you know, these people have now capitulated and we are no longer in an urgent situation, et cetera, et cetera. The urgent situation is a government run amok. Canada. And let me ask you, for those listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, would you have thought this were possible anywhere in North America? Wow. This is the world we now live in. Canada going dictatorial. Wow. Oh, by the way, Biden made his racist SCOTUS appointment just in time for Russia, right? The whole Russian distraction. We'll get more into that here in just a bit. Diversity. Inclusion. You know, I wish he had appointed a black gay transvestite, you know, one of the T's, the LGBTQs or Q's or whatever they are. I wish he'd have appointed a female turned male or male turned female, black transvestite. I don't know. What else could we throw in there? I know, Guatemala midget, right? It couldn't be black then. But he's got to colorize everything, right? He wants to be the, yeah, let me say, what's his legacy going to be? And he gave the black folks Juneteenth as a national holiday, which, by the way, white folks enjoy. You get the day too. And he's made some black people, put them in appointments in way over their pay grade in things, that roles that they can't even understand, like Kamala Harris. He makes Kamala Harris his number two. And what does she do? She right away embarrasses black folks. Do you think Indians are embarrassed by her? Indians are like, we don't have any part of her. She's not with us. She professes blackness now. The Indians don't want her. She would be the stupidest high-profile Indian on the planet. These people come over here to be excellent. Do you know any Indian workers? Are you in IT? Have you met these people? They are driven. They're good at what they do. Kamala Harris wants to sleep her way to the top. Hey, but that diversity is paying off for us, America. Great news for Team Demento and other leftists. Yeah. Nobody wants to be white. White people want to be black. And apparently, the nation now wants to be gay. That's right. Gay marketing, it's paying off. We got a lot to talk about today, but I just want to make sure you understand that Joe Biden and team are handling the important issues. Did you hear Biden talking about the Ohio River the other day? And I mean, this is an important issue, right? Check it out.
Now we're talking about cleaning up the Cayuga River behind the Cayuga Gorge Dam, and in the process, and it passes through Cleveland. The I always mispronounce it, the Mauami River, right? Mauami River in Toledo. I can say Toledo. Restoring the shoreline around the Detroit River in Michigan, the St. Louis River in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Yeah, because Joe Biden doesn't have enough on his plate, but he's talking about cleaning up the rivers. Oh, and you know what the biggest applause line is? I can say Toledo. Well, congratulations. A way to go, little Joey.
Watch me tie my shoe. Carrie, watch me tie my... No.
Way to go, little Joey. Good job. Democrats are, and he tries to make it tongue in cheek, like, yeah, they claim I have dementia, and I need to take a cognitive test or something, but you know, I know I sounded like Bill Cosby trying to sell you some Jell-O, and Joe Biden, he's got the Jell-O pudding and the pudding and the this and the Quaaludes. Anyway, let's get back on track. So Joe Biden's issuing in all these. I mean, just think of the distractions here. But the biggest distraction of his administration, what he wants to go down for, is being the most diverse administration. Gay marketing, folks, is paying off. Soon, the cisgender, that's us, the people who are professed to be either male or female, and we take whatever we're given at birth, we're going to be a thing of the past. I was talking about this with friends, that how crazy has gotten, you know, with the pronouns and all this stuff. Now, you're not hearing as much about it because it's being implemented. You think because the noise isn't happening about CRT, critical race theory, 1619, and all this, that it's gone away? The Democrats are doing their devilment while you concentrate on Ukraine, something you don't have we don't even have a real dog in the fight. I'll tell you more about it here in a bit. We're going to talk more about Ukraine and Russia. But here's what I want you to know about gays. They've grown from 3.5% in 2012 to 7.1% today. So they've more than doubled. Coming soon to an internet message board near you, are the COVID vaccines turning people gay? No, it has nothing to do with that. You want to know what's turning people gay? And I use my finger quotes. The selling of gayness. The idea that this is an acceptable lifestyle. It's no big deal. So what, two guys want to sit around and have sex with one another? I mean, it's just very natural. So what did I can be gender fluid. I can tell you, I had a lot of conversations over the weekend around these various issues. What makes somebody gay? The friends I was with over the weekend, they said this kid that was like just kind of a macho, almost a bully type, turned out to be gay. He supposedly came out. Nobody knows for sure. They're saying that's the rumor. I don't know whether it's true or it's not. But here's what I will tell you. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The majority of people who have any type of questioning, if you will, of their sexuality had some negative encounter with someone of the same sex. And when I say negative, I mean too early, didn't understand their sexuality, and they had too early of an encounter. Or, in the case of women, were raped or molested by an opposite sex encounter. That's how you get a lot of the situations that we're talking about here. Now, people don't want to admit this. Certainly gays don't. They want to think they're just growing. No. That's just the natural order of things. If you believe 7.1% of our population is gay, I mean legitimately gay, born that way, you'd have to be smoking crack. Now, I know you say, well, Kevin, there certainly are a lot more people. Yeah, there are a lot more people coming out. There are a lot more people transsexual. But it's being sold. It's being packaged. The number of transgender that you have seen in your lifetime has grown exponentially because it's being packaged. Remember when the only transgender person you knew was Renee Richards and RuPaul? And that was it. If I put a gun to your head and said, name me five transgender people, now you, oh, that dude in the thing and that person in the movie and that guy, so you know who they are now because it's being sold. And these trends, they say, are accelerating. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts around it? Is this something you're okay with?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News. As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. He will also remove the Key to NYC city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In less than a year, Joe Biden has had two public sodomies. I'm kind of beginning to think Joe Biden likes it. Joe Biden apparently likes prison sex, politically speaking, where he gets to show the world that he's the new kid in the cell block. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Wow, what an embarrassment. Russia's moved into Ukraine, and it's a blatant move now. And I'm going to get more into this. We're going to cover this hour and the next. And Russia continues to hold dominion over all of Europe, for the most part, with energy policy. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and his predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, waged war with America's oil, coal, gas, and nuclear industries, certainly oil, coal, and gas. And essentially have driven the energy in this country back into the Stone Ages. Only a bonehead moron would halt oil leasing and drilling during a time like this. And that's what Team Demento has done. America has gone from energy independence to the pre-Trump Obama policies of outrageous energy costs, something that every one of us has to face every single day. And look, it's gone up for me, it's gone up for you. But what's it doing for these old folks? People on fixed incomes. Are you hearing the media outcry over that? Remember when I told you guys I gassed up my car at $4.19 and I said, man, it made me think about what the cost was to take my kid to baseball. Well, now it's over $4.50 where I live. It's gone up again. And you know what they're saying? It's going to get to $5. And these people are watching it happen. They're blaming it on Russia. It has nothing to do with Russia and Ukraine. It has to do with bonehead policies of the United States. And meanwhile, former Secretary of State Democrat John Kerry had this to say about Russia's move in Ukraine. Check this out.
I'm very concerned about Ukraine because of the people of Ukraine and because of the principles that are at risk in terms of international law and trying to change boundaries of international law by force. I thought we lived in a world that had said no to that kind of activity, and I hope diplomacy will win. But a massive emissions consequences to the war, but equally importantly, you're going to lose people's focus. You're going to lose certainly big country attention because they will be diverted, and I think it could have a damaging impact. So, you know, I think hopefully President Putin would realize that in the northern part of his country, they used to live on 66% of a nation that was over frozen land. Now it's thawing. and his infrastructure is at risk, and the people of Russia are at risk. And so I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate.
There you go, folks. He's worried about climate change. Former Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, and then he left, but John Kerry, the guy who was almost president, folks, he says he's hoping that they're not going to lose focus and get diverted from the damaging impact of climate change. Oh, but by the way, I know there are Ukrainians getting killed, and you know there's all these other things. And of course, Joe Biden is getting publicly sodomized. But hey, let's be worried about the planet. I hope President Putin is aware of this. It's an important issue, folks. Pay attention. Wow, man. Hey, Democrats, be proud of yourselves. This is a guy you almost made president. There's a list of Democrats that are running to defend Joe Biden's policies of essentially threatening Putin and then doing nothing. But before I get to them, I want to let you hear what Tucker Carlson had to say. We condensed this a little bit. Let me let you hear what Tucker Carlson had to say about this, as he pretty much excoriates Biden and says, you know, you're a loser. You're a loser. You pretend you're all talk. I dare you want to do some push-ups. I'm smarter than you are. Okay, let's take a cognitive test. No, I'm not going to take a cognitive test. Okay, Joe, I take you up on it. Let's do some push-ups. You know what? I'd like a little more information about Corn Pop. Did you really even know a dude named Corn Pop? He was a bad man. Anyway, here's Tucker talking about the demented clown that is now our president.
Tonight, it's fair to note the obvious. The invasion of Ukraine is a humiliating defeat for Joe Biden. He's our leader. He staked this country's reputation, billions of dollars, and the full force of the U.S. government on preventing Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine anyway. And America is diminished by that. It's not the first time Joe Biden has done something like this. Less than 6 months ago, Biden oversaw an almost indescribably chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. He left American citizens behind. He armed the Taliban with advanced weapon systems on the way out. It could not have been worse. So here you have two historic foreign policy debacles in under a year. Is there a precedent for that? We're not simply weak. The United States government under Joe Biden is ridiculous. It's pompous, it's self-involved, it's long-winded and fatuous. It's not so different from the fading old man who leads it. There's no hiding this. The rest of the world sees it clearly. So do many Americans. If watching the invasion of Ukraine this week made you feel a little sick, this is probably why. Of course, you felt sorry for the Ukrainians being killed, but you also sense that this was a genuine disaster for us in America. And you're right, it is. Joe Biden is quickly draining the reservoir of America's credibility and power that has accumulated over centuries of wise decision-making. Like the U.S. Treasury, this is not Joe Biden's capital to spend. He is squandering something that others made. How much is left at this point? You hate even to think about it. Someday we're going to find out. So the problem here isn't complicated. Joe Biden broke the oldest rule of all. Don't make threats you can't back up. You'd think he'd know that if he'd actually squared off against Corn Pop at the public swimming pool in Wilmington 60 years ago. But he never did. So he doesn't know that if you say something serious, you had better mean it. It is reckless to tell obvious lies. If you do that, before long, and it happens very quickly, in fact, people figure out that you can be ignored. You're not a superpower. You're a joke. And that's why you never, under any circumstances, say anything like this.
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be deterrence. But let's also recognize the unique nature of the sanctions that we have outlined. These are some of the greatest sanctions, if not the strongest, that we've ever issued.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
As to the sanctions, the most important thing we can do is to use them as a deterrent, as a means of dissuading Russia from engaging in further aggression.
Now, if you saw the dates, you notice those clips are from recently, in some cases just days before Vladimir Putin showed precisely how meaningless our sanctions actually were. The greatest sanctions ever, said Kamala Harris, wearing her stupid little mask on Monday. She's a buffoon. You knew that. Now it's obvious that her buffoonery is a real peril for the rest of us. No one in the White House seems to understand this. It's life's most obvious lesson. So here was Joe Biden from today telling you that actually these sanctions, the greatest, most deterrent sanctions ever, were never intended really to deter anything. Sorry if you took it seriously the first time. We didn't really mean it.
No one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. It has to show, this could take time, and we have to show resolve so he knows what's coming, and so the people of Russia know what he's brought on them. That's what this is all about.
Who gives him these scripts? Do they not think we have access to YouTube? Or maybe they're just hoping Google will scrub it by the time he holds another press conference. You just told us on Monday that the purpose of these sanctions was to deter the invasion of Ukraine. So at the very least, acknowledge they didn't work as intended.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, as Tucker said, Biden staked America's reputation on keeping Putin out of Ukraine. He showed Tucker, which you already know, how Biden performed in Afghanistan. So now it's Russia's all over. It's Russia's Afghanistan all over again. People leaving, Americans leaving Ukraine, hundreds of thousands of them running into Poland. Now, so he, Tucker says it right. He called it ridiculous. Biden's administration and Biden ridiculous. He says Biden was pompous. His ideas are as antiquated as he is. He says, you're not a superpower, you're a joke. And he's right. And everybody in Biden's sphere, sanctions, they're deterrents, they're unique, and they're the strongest ever, and they're meant to dissuade and deter. And then Biden comes back a few days later and says, no, they were never meant to do that. Remember when he denied the report from Afghanistan when his general said, here's what we told him? And Biden goes, hey, I was never told that. Well, apparently he wants you to believe he was never told this, too. So now Biden wants you to believe, no, I didn't think the sanctions were going to work. Look, this is going to take some time. We're going to show resolve, and the Russian citizens are going to get upset, and they're going to take care of Putin. Folks, this is much bigger than this. This is a U.S. meddling, and this is Putin saying, I will make the case to the world that I can protect my border. And I'm also going to make the case that the United States was trying to get Ukraine to, well, I'll just tell you this, recruit them so they could have a place on my border and potentially overrun me. And I didn't let it happen. Unlike Biden, I'm going to protect Russia's border.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's going to take a hell of a lot of work to make up for all the damage he's done internationally and nationally. His network of thugs and co-conspirators are going to continue to try to undermine our democracy in the meantime. Imagine what he can do in another year. Imagine what can happen in Ukraine.
Guess what, Amerikanskis? You no longer have to imagine it because you have the reality of it. Your crazy, brain-dead, moronic president let me go into Ukraine unopposed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Joe Biden in 2019 saying, imagine all the people living in Ukraine.
Imagine, if you will, a presidency led by a guy who suffers from dementia, put into office by people who knew they were cheating him into office. By the way, do you watch the show Ozark? If you do, in season four, the first part of season four, they allude to the idea of election cheating and a kid writing an algorithm that will allow people to cheat to win elections without anybody being able to discover it. You think Hollywood just made that up? So, reality is there. When you put people in who are incompetent and you try to force them into a situation that like you're going to create a leader because you put Joe Biden into a position of leadership and you think you're going to create a leader, that's insane. When you're a leftist. See, it works when you do it with the right people. There are people for circumstances. But let me just say this. I'm not even going out on a limb. I'm going to tell you the facts. If you have a leftist and you put them into a position of leadership, you have created a failure because leftists don't know how to lead. That's the truth. You've witnessed it. Oh, well, let's say get everybody's consensus. Said no leader ever. You're not looking for consensus. Once you choose your direction, you know which way to go. You must be resolute. Joe Biden talks a big talk and he does nothing. So he's got Democrats running to his protection. Check out what Hillary Clinton had to say about the old demented fool.
All right, joining us now, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It's very good to have you joining us this morning during this difficult time. I first want to ask you what you think of President Biden's response so far in terms of getting collaboration from our allies as well as messaging the strategy to the nation.
Well, Mika, I think that it has been executed. There is no doubt that we were not in a position just a few years ago to rally anybody. And now with President Biden rallying NATO, rallying not only Western Europe and Eastern Europe, but far beyond those borders, to understand the very real threat that Vladimir Putin poses, and then to begin imposing sanctions that will ratchet up. And I think that is exactly what he should be doing.
Understand, folks. Welcome back, by the way. This is the same woman that has now twice thrown salvos over at Joe Biden saying, I don't think you're competent enough to be president. I think I'm going to run in your second term. But now she's suddenly supporting his efforts. This is what the real news is about what Hillary Clinton says, because you can't believe what she says. We're getting cooperation from our allies. What allies? What allies do we have?
Oh, Germany says they're going to send troops and such and such.
Let me tell you something. NATO under Biden is non-existent. And how do you dare call this well executed? Are you kidding? This is third grade execution. In the previous segment, we play clips of them all saying,
well, the sanctions will be a deterrent. The sanctions, the sanctions, the sanctions.
And what did the sanctions do? Putin said, bring your sanctions. I'll take your sanctions, and I'm going into Ukraine anyway. And he goes in pretty much unopposed. And Joe Biden, we're going to send troops to the Polish border. What? Okay. Joe Biden, the guy who says, I'm going to take the troops out of Afghanistan, which is fine. I mean, look, I'm all for it. It was already planned by Trump, but he screwed the pooch. Then he sends troops into Afghanistan. Then he says, hey, the sanctions will work. Ooh, wait a minute, what is that, a squirrel? Well, I don't know what he was looking at, but somebody, what is the sanction? And so anyway, he decides, tells his whole crew, once he quits looking at the squirrel, hey, the sanctions will work. This is what we're going to do. Everybody talking point, sanction. Putin, if you do something, hey, man, hey, come on, man. Come on, man. I'll sanction you, man. See, somebody better tell Putin, hey, listen, dude. You're no corn pop. I'll come over there and, I don't know, chase your squirrels. We'll do, you want some, do some push-ups, man? You know how smart I am, man? I mean, come on, man. And Putin was like, what is with this clown? I can only imagine the conversation that Putin was at. Putin probably had Biden on speakerphone. Like, hey, check it out.
Y'all listen. Listen to this guy. And Biden's like, you still there? You still there, man? Huh? Come on, Chi. Huh? Who? Wait a minute. Somebody remind me. Who was I talking to? Hey, what's that squirrel? God. You know what? I'm going to laugh at this clown. I'm laughing at him. And I'm laughing at the Democratic Party and the idiots who cheated him in and the idiots who actually voted for him. I'm laughing at you now, publicly. You deserve it. I hope by now you're kicking your own butts because you deserve it. Every one of you, everybody covering up for him right now, which, by the way, you remember Lieutenant Vindman, the turncoat chump that tried to sell out President Trump? The key witness in the impeachment trial for Trump over Ukraine, the guy who made up an entire story, he is now, Joe Biden, this is the right way to go. He said that the GOP lawmakers, quote, attacks on our democracy embolden Vladimir Putin to go forward with his military invasion of Ukraine. He blames us. He says we're the reason. Let me tell you something. I don't know whether we should have done something or not have done something. That's not, it's above my pay grade. I admit it. But I'll tell you this. If you're Joe Biden and you're telling the world you don't want Russia to go into Ukraine, you better stop it. That has nothing to do with us. It's funny how they try to push things down. Oh, it was those Republicans that did it. If you've got a leader and he says this is the direction we're going and he's resolute about it, there's nothing that the Republicans could. Joe Biden, this is the one area where the president has a lot of power, and he should. Now, you want to talk about orchestrating your way into something. The Democrats did that with the old WooFlu scam, and Donald Trump went for it. I can tell you, because it'll seem like, well, Kevin, don't we do the same thing to them? Don't the Democrats, blame us? And yeah, there's a lot of back and forth like that. But a leader can't be, sent into on a wild goose chase if he's resolute or she is resolute about what they want to accomplish. So Russia's gone in. I read this story. Russian tank rolls over a car, but the guy survives. Okay, fine. Right now the Democrats are looking for anything. They're talking. The Ukrainians are fighting back hard and blah, blah, blah. Then I see a story. The Ukrainian president says, this may be the last time you hear from me. And here's the problem, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you see in the media, you don't know the truth. I'm going to probably, we should do a better job of this as a team. Go into the Ukraine, find my contacts that are on the ground in Ukraine. This was, which is what I had with the Iranians. But find my contacts on the ground and say, let's figure this out. Let us know on the ground what's going on. I used to get many inputs from my Iranian friends, Iranian expatriates, that would tell us exactly what's happening in Iran. I don't know. We haven't had any updates from that in quite a while. But maybe I'll even get you some updates on that. But what cracks me up about these lefties, let me tell you, you should be doing your research right now. Go back and look at whatever Democrats said about Ukraine during the time of Obama and during the time of Trump. And then look at what's going on with Biden and ask yourself this. Is there any logic to this story? They double dared, triple dared Putin to invade Ukraine. And he did it. And while the media puts spin on this, let me tell you, there is a real reason why he did it. We've alluded to it earlier. You could also look at the idea of just he wants to reconstitute what was formerly the Soviet Union. Is he doing it the right way? Probably not. But again, above our pay grade, we don't really know what's going on. But I will want to discuss it further. Also introduce you to Joy Behar's big problem with this invasion. So stick tight.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.